Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Kurt Wardle. And now, play ball. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Riles moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Riles moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Nixon scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball four. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kochenour fires to first and picks off Bernazard. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Vukovic moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. Carter moves to third. Willard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Willard moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Householder reaches second base with a double. Schroeder moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wardle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vukovic hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Tabler scores. Carter moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Willard moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Riles takes first base on ball 4. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Romero scores. Riles moves to third. It's 10-1, Indians. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Ponce now playing first base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Schroeder moves to second. Vern Rule now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Householder moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount takes first base on ball 4. Householder moves to third. Romero moves to second. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Ponce reaches second base with a double. Householder scores. Romero scores. Yount moves to third. It's 10-5, Indians. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Willard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ponce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.